Hello friends, we are studying the subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 12, which is on consumer protection in India. And Professor Ashishathi is going to take you through this. Let's understand our set objectives. An interesting subject though, very relevant in today's time. Academically, yes, it enlightens you. Examination wise, it remains a question mark. Something just can come. Rest is more an informative in nature. We want to understand what is the consumer need protection, why consumer needs to be protected, how does the overall framework work, consumption, business malpractices, various malpractices that the consumer faces, the legislation which protects the consumer against that. So moving on, there are reasons why the need of an country was to proliferate more of a manufacturing, be self-reliant. In that process, they allowed a lot of manufacturing to start in our country. Consumers always remained at the receiving end. Consumers were also looking for new product, convenience product available to him, product satisfying the various needs, etc. So they also will, you know, demanding whatever used to come, they used to absorb it, etc. All that lead to certain malpractices being coming in. So manufacturers got into unwarranted things, which has been listed out here. Now, to prevent such kind of a thing, what was needed was a strong legislative support. Beyond legislative support, also the self-movement that was focus of overall handling of the problem. So that's where the consumer protection as a subject comes into picture. So legislation side, it's a various laws which prevents or rather which protects the customer from being exploited. Okay, it allows the fair trade practices to be worked upon on the with the customer by every manufacturer. In between the competition, unwarranted cartel or unwarranted association to be formed, etc. And correct information based decision making among the customer should be promoted, etc. So those kind of various legislative supports have come in. They are designed to prevent business from doing a fraud on the customers or putting unfair means practices for gaining the customer acceptance, etc. They are the government regulation, so they have a power of a law protecting the rights of the consumer. So people flouting these norms can be penalized. So consumer protection, of course, is an idea which comes from the rights of the customer. So there are rights that should be made available to the customers, things like a better choice, choice of a place to purchase, etc., place to complain. So these are some of the rights that they wanted customers to have. And this law actually provides and also prevents, protects against various malpractices and frauds, etc. Consumer interest has to be firmly protected by anything which is adversely trying to exploit their weaker position. Okay, by being individual in the society. So whenever consumer purchase, collective force is not going to come to support him. He has to independently, individually fight against any malpractice that he faces. So this and various other reasons. So to give you an understanding how legislation is powerfully supporting the consumer, so there are various level that has been created. Starts with the Central Consumer Protection Council, which is an apex body, followed by State Consumer Protection Council, State Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission, where the disputes are handled, National Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission. So if something doesn't get handled well at state level, customer has a right to go to national level. And last but not the least, Consumer Guidance Society of India. It's an independent body which is working towards guiding and building customer awareness. So moving on, why do you need a consumer's protection? You know, so country which, as I earlier also told you, was embarking on a self-sufficiency. So a lot of manufacturing incentives were given. They invited a lot of entrepreneurs to come in and set up their manufacturing, etc. out here. However, due to lack of quality standards and various other things, so substandard goods started getting produced. Weight and measurements also was a subject matter of a cheating or fraud, spurious, hazardous drugs, etc., pricing, you know, manipulation. So creating shortages and the black marketing, what not, you know, you can expect any form of fraud on the consumers was happening all around. And therefore, the time, at some time, people felt it's the high time that, you know, consumer interest should be protected. So protected in which way? So guarantee a safety and quality of the product. So first and foremost, consumers should get safety and the quality should be assured of the product that he is getting. Inexperienced consumer more vulnerable to being sold poor quality. So this should be stopped, and any such illegitimate sale which do not even contribute anything towards the solution that has been offered, especially in the drugs and all it used to happen, pharma. Consumer needs to be protected from cons, yani those who are creating a fraud on them, misleading advertising which represents facts differently, poor services, unsafe goods, so harmful plastic, toy, etc. So those are those unsafe goods. Illiterate and poor customers in India have no power at that point of time to protect their interest. Even today, overall, he feels very handicapped. But yeah, there is a bandwidth which has been created. So this and various other reasons. In the service industry, again, it was very open to wild, guesses from different sides. Person feels that this is what he was supposed to deliver, but he gets a different delivery, So a country where religious faith is mixed exploited by individuals taking the gullible consumers to an advantage, there also the awareness was needed to protect the interests of the consumers. So all around the consumer need protection from this monopolistic and restrictive practices also. Some people occupy a larger share of market. They do not allow others to enter, and thereby they can manipulate supply, demand, etc., the price and all. So this and many such reasons that forced that there was a need for a consumer protection in India. So it started with a movement by the Consumer Guidance Society of India. This was formed first and foremost apex body in the country way back in 1966. It is championing the right of consumers in more than last 50 plus years. So society was founded by women activists at that point of time, and their aim was to protect the right of the consumers who find themselves helpless. So they created a support mechanism by which the guidance can be rendered to make consumer aware and self-determining, self-reliant to defend his need, in terms of not being manipulated, not being fraudulently being sold, or, not getting the right quality goods, etc. So that's where they worked upon. The effort got other organizations moving, and it bore the fruit where first, and they also championed the cause that there should be a legislative support. And that's why Consumer Protection Act was enacted way back in 86. Remember, they are 66. And this Protection Act came in 86, almost 20 years of struggle. Consumer courts were set up post this implementation of a legislation. So they have reached out to lakhs of customers. They are even doing it today. They are conducting regular workshops, seminars to create wide awareness, and enabling consumers to become a smart consumer. So that's their objective. Develop a resource center. So their key objective is to have a resource center at each state level that will network with the National Resource Center. So they are trying to align with the government body, which is whatever that I have listed earlier. Alternate the consumer dispute redressal mechanism. Okay, at the state level, provide a dispute redressal mechanism to the consumer. Resolve maximum dispute out of court. So not to get things out of, at a court level, resolve most of them out of court. Promote participation of the companies and service providers. So it's like they don't want to look upon like a third independent who's going to fight tooth and nail. They want a cooperation of companies and the service provider to join in this resolve. So that's what they took, a cooperative approach to this particular cause. So early resolution of the complaints. So we are understanding various objectives. They are striving to provide early resolution of the complaint made to them. Rural consumers have been added into their focus. Capacity building of the state level, voluntary customer organization. So equip and prepare them, to handle their local issues. Provide service in regional languages in addition to English. India is a country where so many languages are proliferating. So they should be also looked down. So this and such a comprehensive mandate of an objective on which CGSI is working. So the working for what role? So they provide a democratic and peaceful means to fight unfair practice to which the consumer may be subjected to. Provide and facilitate accurate and relevant information. So right relevant information that enables the consumer and makes him aware should be provided. They are working towards that regularly test the quality of the products offered to consumers. So in their own laboratory, they do the random testing and they come out with their report, which is at times far enlightening and shocking. Facilitates cooperation with the state level agency. Their reports meant something because it goes to the state level body to act upon, and if this is not acted upon, they take it up with the higher authority. So the state becomes answerable. Cooperation with the state level agency, so they work in tandem with various state level agencies. That's what I told you, their laboratory test results are not merely published, they are shared with the right bodies, and then they are supposed to act upon. If they do not act upon, they are answerable. Otherwise, this body can take this cause higher up. Ensure compliance of the protection laws. Ensure consumers about their rights. You know, they are being made available, you know, aware of. Mass media has been used to educate consumers. Guide individual through publications and various newsletters and online content. So that through awareness, they are trying to create fair ground for the consumers. So let's understand what are the rights of the consumers. So what stands as the rights of the consumers? So these are quite a few, so to say. Right to safety means consumers should be guaranteed the safeguarding against hazardous goods endangering the life and the property. So goods purchased by the consumer should meet those standards which not only protects his life from hazard to his life or to his properties. That's the right to safety. Right to information means customers should get right information regarding the quality, the quantity, the price, etc., the calorie values, and you know, content also, instead of scientific name, probably they encourage them to write the relevant common man's language, etc. So these are those right to information. Right to choice means that the customer should be provided a wide variety of goods to choose from. So preventing the monopoly, so to say. So customer should be offered wider choice so that he has a right. And if he is not satisfied, he can go to somebody else. And that's how the others will get the lessons learned. Right to be heard. If he is in a disputed state, means that he should be heard. His complaint should reach to the right person. So therefore, you see that the complaint redressal forum at a corporate level, that company level also is first starting point. If that do not attend, then comes the consumer guidance society, etc. So they come into picture. Right to redress means that the consumers have the right to seek the redressal regarding their complaints in the forum. So they can approach them, seek the redressal. So this forum will invite the parties and then get into the discussion. Right to education is they want to make customers self-aware. So through the education, through making awareness, so therefore they conduct seminars, webinars, as the case may be. So these are the rights that they have offered, you know, or rather not they, it's the right of the consumers that Indian penal system, Indian legal system is trying to provide to the customers. So now, after understanding the various rights of consumers, we have to understand two terms, consumer movement and consumerism. Consumer movement is all about various drive which is created in terms of legislation on one time, self-awareness on the other time, creation of organizations to support the consumer, need of protection, etc. So these are all movement which is bringing the various setup in place, you know, to support the consumers. So that's a movement part. Consumerism, on the other end, what we say is consumerism is all about, this of course slide is also talks about the consumer movement, where business self-regulation and consumer activism. So that is what is overall it is planning. And that comes under from the backup of a planning commission, which initiated that Indian Association of Consumers in 1956 in Delhi. And later on, in 66, the first body, that Consumer Council, Consumer Goods Council of India, got formed. And then, of course, the protection law has come in way back in 86 and thereafter. So this is all aspects of a movement. While consumerism, so to say, so under the consumer movement part, so what is happening is Consumer Education and Research Center, CERC, was founded in 1978 in Ahmedabad. That's supposed to be another powerful body. Overall, for this, the worldwide consumer movement objectives set are, it must provide an opportunity to consumers buy intelligently. So consumer should be made aware so that he makes the right purchase decision. Recognition of reasonable consumer request. So if there's a request made, the consumer request should be attended. protection against fraud, misrepresentation and all other malpractices that the manufacturer may push upon the consumer. So that's an objective that needs to be protected. Participation of the consumer representatives in the management and aspects affecting the consumers. So have a, somebody from the consumer, you know, itself coming and helping or participating as one of the member, promoting consumer interest. So how do you promote the consumer interest? So in India, the basic reasons for such consumer movement have been the shortage of consumer products, inflation, adulteration. These are the things which is leading to consumer interest being affected. Okay. Black market was happening, lack of product choices because of lack of competition. So they were more of a monopolistic manufacturing in our country, protected economy. The factors which stimulated the consumer movement, of course, led to increasing awareness. So consumer, due to various initiatives, became more aware. Quality of goods and services, consumer themselves could see that the quality is going down. So how do you do this, you know, how do you protect the interest of the organization? Just to give you an example, in my house where I have born, you know, and brought up, since last 50 years, there was one make, one brand's fan is there. Even today it is running, even today it is running without any change of ball bearing or anything, without making noise. It's only that out of our personal, you know, little hesitation, we have moved it from the main room to the bedroom. And we installed a new fan in the main room. But since over the last 10 years, it's from the same company, same brand. But since over the last 10 years, twice the fan has to be changed. So you see that average life has come down to 5 years. So what is 50 years plus the one fan running versus what is this 5 year? And the guy on the top of it, whenever he comes and, you know, after 3-4 years, he gives an advice. Sir, abhi badal dalo. Abhi kitna khichoge? You know, that's what the advice, the service mechanic or they give. So you see that this is what is impacting the interest of the consumers. The factor which stimulated the consumer movement in the recent this thing is the, we are trying to study this. So these are the factors, consumer awareness, the quality of the goods going down, increasing consumer expectation because of the consumer education, increasing consumer expectations because of the education, consumer that undergoes an education, influence of the pioneers and leaders of the consumer movement. Influence of the pioneers and leaders of the consumer movement. So that is influence that various pioneers have created, various movement that people has fought for the consumers. That has created an impact in the minds of the consumers. Organized efforts. Now consumer societies have come into various district levels and all, and they are also putting an organized movement to make consumer aware. Newspaper advertisement is one also which you often see now, you know. So that's what is leading to this movement. So let's understand a bit of a consumerism and right and responsibility. So consumerism is more towards the consumption habit. Consumerism is about a social as well as the economic order. It represents how much consumption is encouraged. So buying of goods and services in ever greater amount. And so you make consumers consume things. Whatever that is produced should get consumed, and they should consume more and more. They should consume repeatedly. So this is a new emerging trend. Middle class is kind of utilizing this opportunity made available in terms of, first getting a finance was so difficult. Now a credit card is a call away. So your credit card recognition is, you know, used as a credit reference to sanction your loan immediately, and various such things that is driving people to even take loan to enjoy certain privileges in life, like going on holidays and, you know, those kind of a thing. So that's what is the policy, this thing that drives this. Is a government backing policy, economic policy, financial institutions backing it up, etc., leads to consumerism. Has a pros and cons both, and there are people who are indebted and they are unable to pay, and there are people who are enjoying a balanced life. So that's a whole aspect of consumerism. Coming to the rights and responsibilities, so understand the rights. So we have covered some of them. This is put in a little a manner to arrange as per the prevailing legislation, the right to be informed. So we have covered the right to information. Here, right to be informed and protected against deceitful, fraudulent and misrepresented information, and have an access to correct information as well as the facts. So here it is more represented in the legal framework. So various things, you know, it should be protected against deceitful, fraudulent information. So no misleading information, have an access to correct information. and the facts that is required for him to take an informed choice, informed decision. So that's first, right to choose and have easy access to different types of products and services offered at a competitive and fair price. The right to choose and have easy access to different types of products and services. So I should have a choice available to me. Okay, I should have a choice available to me at a competitive and fair price. Okay, so point is, if I am controlled, I am constrained, there is no manufacturing other than one or two manufacturers, then I do not have a choice. So I should be protected. There should be a free economy and more people should provide me alternative choices. Right to be heard means I should be able to go to somebody where my interest as a consumer is heard. People listen to me. If not at an organizational level, it should be at another level. So that's the order that one should set, you know, to help the economy flourish. The right to redress and getting the compensation for misrepresentation, unsatisfactory service, shoddy goods, which is important. And it's not only about heard, but also redress the issue. So how do you do that? So these are some of the criteria to that. Right to consumer education. I should be educated when there is a new legislation happening, whenever there is a change happening, whenever some malpractice is being noticed, I should be informed. So that's what they say, right to consumer education. So that onus is put on the body. Therefore, you many times see the advertisements coming in that prevents you, informs you, why do not fall prey to this kind of a fraud. So that's all about right to consumer education. So right to healthy environment. So that's another one. Means whatever that is coming to me as a good, the quality should not endanger my life. It should also protect the environment that I am living in. So this environment protection is critical for my future generation as well. So overall, I should get a healthy environment to use this product and utilize the benefit of it. While the consumer rights are on one hand, there is a responsibility that has been entrusted upon consumers. Consumers are also supposed to be responsible. Responsibility of having awareness of a quality and safety of goods and services while purchasing. So the responsibility is put on, did you check about the quality? Did you check about the safety and services while purchasing? What did you do? Or you blindly took the offer and went in a purchase. So you must demonstrate that yes, you have evaluated the product. Difficult, but yeah, that is what the onus is on. The responsibility to collect information. So you must collect available information on your own. That right is put on to you. Update oneself with the changes in the rules and registration taking place. So right to inform you is also there, but right to know the updated information is on consumer. The responsibility to think as well as make choice judicious, choice independent. And whether the choice is based on the need, offer, or your evaluated parameters on which you chose particular product or the service. The responsibility to speak out. The responsibility to speak out and to inform manufacturers and government of needs and wants. So consumers should also address. Consumers should also come out if they are facing any such issues while using a product or a service of any product. Don't get calm down. Don't get, oppressed by not raising the concern. So that is what they say, did you raise this issue or not? So that's a responsibility to the consumers. The responsibility to complain or inform business along with other people about the discontentment with the product and the service. So it is your responsibility to write to the concerned. So that's what the responsibility to complain or inform business along with the other people about discontentment with the product or service. Okay. The responsibility of being an ethical consumer. So you have to be an ethical consumer, fair to you, and not engage in malpractices and which makes all customer pay. And so you should not also indulge in malpractices due to which other customers also have to face the losses or the unhealthy practices, etc. So these are the responsibility which is put on the consumer. So these are the responsibility that a consumer should own. So overall, yes, the legislation tries to protect the both sides. Onus is put on consumers also. Consumers are given rights. Rights protects their interests. So that's what one need to understand. Overall, we have understood how the various setup has emerged. We have understood what is the consumer rights. We have understood the responsibility. Overall, we have understood various aspects between consumerism and consumer movement so far, so to say. So we get into understanding various issues that consumer faces, and so that is what we call a business malpractices. And so let's understand some of them in little detail. Malpractices, or a negligence as it's called, or a misconduct by an organization in order to gain by means of unlawful action, depriving the consumer the full value for money, okay, causing either injury or health issues, inconvenience, mental trauma, all these are considered as a malpractices, you know. So which is a practice through which consumers go through a stress. Consumer has to go through certain stress, including the physical harm. So you see that adulterated milk, adulterated colors, etc. being used. So those are known as a malpractices. So business malpractices touch aspects like the quality, the service standards, pricing, distribution, product, packaging, big package, but andar jyada hawa hai, less product hai. The truthfulness in the ethics in the advertisement, etc. Other malpractices include wrongfully charging taxes. Taxes may be applicable in one particular way, but consumers are shown that this is calculated this way. So again, a wrong tax evasion that they do, violation of fiscal laws like income tax, FERA, hoarding, adulteration, exploitation and unfair accounting standards, and many more. So these are various other malpractices. FERA is about Foreign Exchange Regulation Act. So those are the areas that is considered as a malpractice that business houses get into. Okay. So usual malpractices against which there is a legislations also are there in place. So adulteration. So mixing unhealthy content in the product to get the product done. Safety measures are not followed or quality controls are not adhered to. Short in weight and measures. So you cheat consumers on the weights and measures. Misleading advertising, wrong representation in the advertising. Black marketing, creating a shortage, then increasing the price and make still the goods available and thereby extract more price. So profiteering, as they say. Illegal trading. There are ways they two competitors join hand, cartel, as they say, and then they create a wrong pricing, wrong way of doing business, etc. So that's an illegal trading. So you get into various illegal way of doing the trading. So these are the some of the prominent one, so to say. So to prevent this, there are various legislations have come into picture. So what you have in front of you is a representative list. Is not necessarily an exhaustive list, so to say, but it's a representative list. But as you can see that weight measures, prevention of adulteration, drugs and magic remedies, you see that cancer bhi cure ho jata hai. Aisa bolte, there are some, you know, herbal or Ayurvedic product guy. Legal Metrological Act, the Essential Commodity Act, and ISI and Eggmark Branding Act, Indian Sale of Goods. So these are various, a lot of provisions are there, legal provisions. One new thing is this, the Legal Metrological Amendment Act, 2009. It was erstwhile known as a Package Commodities Act. This is like the most, updated, wherein packaging related malpractices are caught by them. So every goods which are packed comes under them, and manufacturers are responsible, and this responsibility is placed up to a executive director level. So if your organization is found to be flouting the packaging rules, okay, then the executive director level guy can be held responsible, accountable, can be arrested also. Okay, so that's why companies have got into now ensuring that the legal packaging acts are followed in toto. Curbing such practices, how can you do that? So false representation, false offer, free gifts, non-compliances and hoardings and destruction. Now these are the some of the things which are not necessarily covered in the law, but customer is subjected to this. So falsely representing things to him, offer, you know, they say sale offer or a bargain price, etc. Free gifts on buying certain amount, etc. or a price scheme. Compliance to the standards are not there. Hoardings and destruction. So you hoard. So again, that's a kind of, you know, creating artificial scarcity or purposefully destroying the goods to create artificial scarcity, etc. So these are some of the unfair practices that also needs to be prevented, for which also various practices have come in. Okay, there are various rules have come in, and they try to prevent such practices being happening and imposed upon, you know, on the consumers. So various legal and non-legal ways are put forward to help consumers. Now, other restrictive practices are cartels, market dominance, and exclusive dealings. So we will understand some of them. Cartels, when you say more than one manufacturer of the same product, say tire manufacturer or this goods manufacturer, they come together, or their distributors come together. Manufacturer may not be aware, but their distributors come together. And then they create a malpractice. Malpractice could be what? Fixed pricing. So increase the price level. It will decide that nobody will sell less than at this price. So they create a price jackup. Collusive tendering. So they will tender in such a way that one of them only will get the order. And then of course there are ways and means to absorb the benefit to each of them. Market allocation. They will try to get into allocating a market. Though this guy is supposed to serve all India, but when they form a cartel, then it will be decided that South and East will be by you, North and West will be by me, or whatever, you know, the state wise or something. They create a market allocation. Production or sales quota. So each one will get into quota for system for them. So the scarcity will remain, excess production will not happen, and people in the market will feel that goods are not available. Boycotts, you know, they try to boycott some manufacturers. So they create a cartel and they will boycott. This generally happened at the distributor level. Some of the example in my past, I've seen the pharmaceutical retailer and distributor boycotting certain companies, etc. So these are other practices that various manufacturers or the channel get in, you know, which is against the consumer. Market dominance. It's a predatory pricing, means you try to dominate the market and scheme it. Yani you kind of create a marking which is pricing which is grabbing the market. Yani market have no choice. Discriminatory pricing. You put a price as you feel, as the demand supply rises, or you know, you without any logic you declare a price which is favoring you but not maybe favoring. Transfer pricing, tied pricing. Transfer pricing is between two units of the same organization. Now, especially this is in the multinational companies. The multinational companies, or say Indian conglomerates who are into multiple industry. So goods from one industry, the output of one industry may be a raw material for the other industry. So in such case, the transfer pricings are manipulated. Even a global level, they may utilize India as a hub to manufacture certain raw material which gets transferred because Indian labors are cheap, etc. And which is supposed to get transferred to the other body, parent company or whatever. Now they purposely put a transfer pricing unhealthy. So what happens, the Indian company will keep showing losses so that the taxes to the government is not paid, and they will extract major benefit across other part of the world. Tied selling means they will come together and try and sell the product. So market areas, etc., are decided, and accordingly sales will happen in joint allocation kind of. So that's how the tied selling. So that's the second part, exclusive dealing. Resale price maintenance. So you create some level of exclusivity for yourself between the two distributor or two manufacturers, etc. Market concentration. So again, you create an exclusive area for each one of them. Mergers, takeovers, and joint ventures. These are again exclusive dealing. You do it in a way that you create a market dominance, or you do not allow others to enter, and those kind of purpose behind. Interlocking directorship. So a director of one company is also a director of another company, which in a way contrasting the objectives. But by doing it, they try to safeguard the interest of each other, etc. So that's how that also aspect has been now contained by modifying the Appointment of Board of Directors Act, etc. So that's an exclusive dealing. So overall, under the legislative this thing, but yes, they do have certain limitations. It necessarily does not offer protection to consumers against every practice, because new and new things are also coming up, and it is difficult to establish that a specific practice is a restrictive practice. So very difficult to establish that this particular practice is a restrictive practice, because it is inter alia between two bodies, and getting the sufficient proof, etc., is at times a problem. No protection of consumers against misleading or false offers. And you really cannot pinpoint that any offer to be wrong or misleading, etc. It's upfront put up to a consumer, either you take it or leave it kind of thing. Advertisement, promotion, samples are more difficult to winning, and the contest results, etc., are also difficult to determine. Those are the things which is a legally it is difficult to proceed against anybody indulging into such malpractices. Public sector are exempted also. So various restrictive trade practices and legislation that is there many times exempts the public sector company. It is applicable to the private bodies. So that also is one limitation. Consumers are not in a position. Given all these things, consumers are still not in a position to fight its cause. Yani. So whether someone has formed a cartel or indulging in the malpractices, etc., for consumers, he just cannot get into that. Yani. As a result, very institutions supposed to protect the consumer interests go casual because they say that consumers are not coming forward and thereby jeopardizing the consumer right and the entire activity around which it has happened. So consumer awareness has to still go to a level where consumers will be proactive. So consumer protection councils and consumer education. So we now understand about protection councils and various education initiatives in being placed. Yani. So in the Consumer Protection Act, it's an act in the Parliament of India enacted in 1986 to protect the interests of the consumer in India. So that of course we understood that Consumer Protection Act has come. So the Central Consumer Protection Council is there. There is a State Consumer Protection Council, District Consumer Dispute and National Consumer Distribute level forums are also there. And there are various state level and national level literature forums also exist. Despite all this, the movement is still getting jeopardized because consumers are not coming up. So the solution to that is consumer education. So consumer education has to happen how? At a consumer level, government level and business level. Okay. Through consumer association, use of mass media. So you create mass media based awareness, bring consumer forward, allow them a forum to attend, participate and know about their rights, etc. So that's a consumer level. Government level, it is using conferences, TV, radio, government publication and various other literatures and all. So among government department, among government functionaries, you create awareness that when business level, through circulars, through publicity, brochures, magazines and guidance through various press and all, you make business aware about what they should not be doing it and what if they do, how are they adversely affected by various protection laws, etc. So the all-round education at all level is supposed to be the answer for which each body is trying their level best. Okay, and they are trying to create whatever is possible for the consumers. But yes, I can say that I come to know various such changes only through the press. I have never, probably been approached or reached on various forum to attend or a webinar to attend, etc. At least I don't recall. It's only through the mass media I generally come aware. Maybe some of you are more aware about it. But that's how the education is supposedly the catalyst. Okay, so in this chapter, we have understood everything about how consumers are subjected to malpractices and what are the preventive ways to protect his interest, which is one is a legislative way and second is a non-legislative way, which is there is a body Consumer Guidance Society of India vis-a-vis the education and all is an approach. Thank you.